With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is escalating his tariff war with China. He said he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st or sooner. Today's tariff threats fanned fears of a steep recession and financial market chaos. On Wall Street, stocks suffered their worst one-day losses in several months. The White House Budget Office says mass firings of federal workers have begun.
It's part of an effort to exert more pressure on Democrat lawmakers to vote in favor of a bill that would end the government shutdown. The director of the Office of Management and Budget said on X, the layoffs are also aimed at reducing the size of federal government. A spokesperson for the Budget Office on Friday described the reductions as substantial, but at the time offered no more immediate details. Bob Agner reporting.
The blame game continues on Capitol Hill. Democrats point to the chaos that's taking place under Republican control of the White House, Senate, and House. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Senate Republicans have already done their jobs in trying to end the stalemate.
Eight times now, they have voted to get the government open and get troops paid and federal civilian workers paid. Democrats have dug their heels in and said no, 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 over and over. They're the ones blocking the checks. Not Republicans. All these questions should be directed to them and not to us. That is how this works.
A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee, and authorities say 19 people are missing. They are feared dead. The blast, which was felt for miles, was about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. MIT's president said she cannot support a White House proposal that asks MIT and eight other universities to adopt President Trump's political agenda in exchange for favorable access to federal funding. MIT is the first to express its views on the plan. This is SRN News. There's a legal battle at a school in New York State.
Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, is representing a student organization on the campus of University at Buffalo. The school has denied Young Americans for Freedom official recognition and access to funding. This is because YAF will not sign a document agreeing never to sue the school in the future. ADF says, quote, we are urging the Second Circuit Court of Appeals to recognize the independence student groups have from becoming an extension of the university or student government. Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County back in 2023, 2 years into the library book dispute. Similar disputes are breaking out across the country as parents learn what kinds of books are available to their kids. This is SRN News. Ships have streamed up and down the Delaware River in Philadelphia. It's all a part of a celebration to kick off two special birthdays coming up.
Thousands of people attended the boat parade to honor the Navy and the Marine Corps. The Navy began on the 13th of October, 1775. Less than a month later, the Marine Corps was formed on the 10th of November. And just for the record, the Marine Corps got its start in, of all places, a bar. The very first Marines were signed up in Tun's Tavern in Philadelphia. No doubt they later celebrated. Jason Walker reporting.
This year's Nobel Peace Prize recipient is Maria Corina Machado. She's a key figure in Venezuela's opposition. The award recognizes her efforts for a peaceful transition of power. She has been a prominent critic of Venezuela's ruling party. More details at srnnews.com.